It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? We're in Philippians chapter 2. We're going to be reading verse 12 through verse 16 today. I'd love for you to open your Bibles with me and follow along. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12 through 16. Now, while you're looking those verses of Scripture up, I'd love to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. We love bringing this program to you because we love bringing the truth to you. That's the name of the program, The Truth. And so please that you would enjoy and search your precious Word. I want you to see what I'm saying and see what the Word of God tells you, because there's nothing more important than following after the Word of God. Now that you have your Bibles in front of you, I would love to begin to read Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 16. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Do all things without murmuring and disputing, that ye may be blameless and harmless sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life, that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. Let's go to the Lord in prayer before we begin the study today. Father, I ask you that you'll just take your word and you'll minister that holy word, your precious, wonderful word, unto the hearts of every listener. I ask, Father, that you'll touch that heart, that you'll show everyone that's listening their need. I ask, first of all, Lord, that you'll show them that they're saved or they're not. If they're not saved, I ask, Father, that you will bring the gospel to them very clearly as we study today, and they will know that they need to come to the cross and by faith turn to you, Lord Jesus. If you have been saved, you've come to the Lord Jesus, you've been born again, then, Father, is a time of growing, a time of work that has been set before us to do. And I ask, Father, that you'll awaken the church. The church is all born-again believers. And folks that sit in church are not necessarily, Father, all born-again believers. But if they're of the true church, the real church, the only way you can become a member of that church is to be born again. Now, Father, I ask that you'll just touch the heart. You'll make them aware of their condition of their heart, whether saved or lost. And then you'll show them, Father, that there's a work that needs to be done, a great work, and it's very urgent. It's time to be busy about serving you. And, Father, I just thank you again for this opportunity, and I ask, Father, that they'll listen so carefully to your words today. Let them touch your heart. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I love studying the Word of God, reading the Word of God. It's a guide to my life. It strengthens me. It gives me joy and peace. It's wonderful to follow after the Lord Jesus. Too many folks today think it's a burden to be a Christian, or it's something so dry and so quiet, and it's not at all. It's wonderful. It's exciting. It's the greatest to we have here in the 12th verse, and we spent all of last week really talking about your own salvation. Now, I took you back to John chapter 3. I took you back to Matthew chapter 7, John chapter 15, and John chapter 14. Those are verses of Scripture that we read so that you could see that you need to be born again. And once you become a child of God, then you have a work that has begun in your heart. The Holy Spirit comes to live within you, and now it's time to serve Him, to work for Him, to show the love that He has shown you and return that love to Him by sharing the gospel with others. Before we begin, I would like to bring you down to the 16th verse, because this is something that's important for each and every one of us to be doing, and that is holding forth the word of life to tell people that Jesus saves. Now, you can be going someplace to a church that they preach all the hour, half hour, or 15 minutes, or however long they proclaim the word. But so sad, because I visited churches where you'll sit and you'll listen and you'll wait for them to say the name of Jesus. There's power in the name of Jesus, and you need to proclaim that name, and you need to tell people Jesus saves. You should never be in a worship service. You should never go to church on Sunday morning or on Sunday night or Wednesday night or whenever you go to church. And you should never leave that place without repeatedly hearing people tell you that Jesus saves. Jesus died for you that we can live. All those wonderful, sweet, wonderful words. Holding forth the word of life. Presenting it to folks. Now keep that in mind now as we go back to the 12th verse. Wherefore, my beloved, ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. In the book of James, chapter 2, verse 17 and 18, it says, even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works. I'll show you thee my faith by my works. My friend, once you've become a child of God, once you have been saved, there's a work that should come from you. If you're truly saved, if you're really saved, you know, that's a sad word that I shouldn't even use. I shouldn't have to say if you're really saved, if you're truly saved, because there's only one salvation, and there's only one means to be saved, and that is through and by Jesus Christ. And the only way you can get saved is if you repent of your sin, turn from your sin, and come by faith to Jesus Christ and trust in Him for salvation and be saved. That's it. There is nothing else there that can save you. There is no body else. There is no statue anywhere else. There's no other thing that you can worship. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care what part of town you live in. I don't care what church you attend. The only thing that's going to make a difference in your life, and that is if you meet Jesus Christ. And I'm here to tell you that is the greatest thing that can ever happen to you, to meet Jesus Christ, to come to know Him, to walk after Him. It is the greatest thing. A lot of people, again, think it's too boring to be a Christian. I'm here to tell you that's not true. I love being a Christian. I love walking after the Lord Jesus, walking closer and closer to Him every day as He shows me His way. And you know, here, that's what I'm doing. Work out your own salvation. I spent all last week and a little bit of the week before talking about concerning the need to be saved. But once you're saved, once you truly come by faith to Jesus, and don't miss that, now it's time to begin this walk. And that's what it's talking about back in James. That I'll show you the faith I have in Jesus Christ by what I do. Now you can tell me all day long that you're a believer in Jesus Christ, but if there's nothing coming from you, it says you're dead. Isn't that what it said? Let's look again. James chapter 2, verse 17. Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead. You want to be made alive, and you want to be alive yourself, and you come to Jesus Christ and be saved. Then you come to Jesus after you've trusted Him for salvation, and you stay with Him in the search of His precious, holy, wonderful Word, and you stand upon that truth, and you don't compromise. You don't go to a church that believes half of what you want to. You go to a church that believes what you believe, and you confirm what you believe by the Word of God. Now again, if you have any questions, why, just send me a note. I'll send you last week's tape. You can listen to it concerning the salvation that you need to be born again, to be saved. But the salvation here that we're talking about, to work out your salvation, is something that comes each and every day as you walk closer to the Lord Jesus. And again, the third time, salvation is a great thing, is the greatest salvation is the greatest. You know, we should set our hearts. We have here in the 12th verse, we're kind of jumping back and forth in the 12th verse a little bit here, but wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You know, our heart should be set, and we should work diligently to do the will of God. And the fear and trembling, I want to be a faithful servant unto the Lord. I want Him to tell me when I get there, I want to hear those words, like good and faithful servant. I want to hear Him say those words. If nobody else says anything else, I want to hear those words from my Savior and my Lord, Jesus Christ. Now, the only way that I'm going to hear those words, if I work out my salvation, again, don't misunderstand me. I went through this last week, but I want to go through just a few minutes this week again. Don't misunderstand me. When I say to work out my salvation does not mean that that's how I'm being saved. My place has been bought and paid for in heaven. My sins are forgiven because I have come by faith to Jesus. God's word is true. God's word is faithful, and He has promised me that in His word, that if I come by faith to Him, no strings attached, I come to Him, I turn from my ways. That repentance is to turn. That's all I did. I just turned from my evil ways unto God. The Holy Spirit gave me the strength to do that. The Holy Spirit can give you strength today to do that as well. Turn from your ways. Turn unto the Lord Jesus and begin this great walk. This precious, sweet walk that you can have with Jesus. You can have a peace in your life, a joy in your life. So many folks today are feeling sorrow and heartache through their lives and things that are going on in their lives or their marriage or their children. And it's because they have compromised the Word. It's because they have not listened to the call of Jesus Christ and not been saved. And I ask you, please, that you come. You come and find the comfort and joy that Jesus has for you, because no one else can give it to you. You cannot purchase it. You cannot find it any place else. We need to obey the Word. That's what it says. Always obey. Again, I'm kind of turning 12 upside down a little bit, and we'll cover it all. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, always willing. Boy, that's quite a statement, isn't it? I wish I could say that. I wish I could say that I was always willing to listen to the will of God. I love His Word. I spend every opportunity I have, I spend studying the Word of God. I can spend 5 minutes, or it may be an hour, or it may be 2 or 3 hours, at one time, just enjoying His Word, studying His Word. And if I have just a few minutes and I'm between calls at work, and I can stop and just for a few minutes I can pick up my Scripture, and I'll flip through that wonderful Word and I'll study it, I'll search it diligently, searching for God's will. Because you see, through His Word, He will strengthen us. And through His living, wonderful Word, He will guide and lead me by the Holy Spirit. It's our road map. It's our rule book. And you need to look unto the Lord Jesus and be very careful. And isn't that a wonderful statement? Always obeyed. Always. Boy, I wish I could say that. There's times that I've missed Him. I've walked away from Him. But the desire of my heart is that I always obey. Always looking for His will. Always desiring His will over mine. You know, that's wonderful. We need to look to the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1, we have salvation with fear and trembling. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. Let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into His rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. Let us therefore fear, again in verse 1, lest a promise being left us. I don't want to miss one sweet promise of the Word of God. I don't want to miss one opportunity in telling some people, somebody, a single person, that Jesus saves. I don't want to compromise His Word as the Holy Spirit, through His precious Word, teaches me more about Jesus, and He teaches these truths to me. I stand upon those truths. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going any place to worship the Lord. I'm not going any place that is contrary to that. Now, yes, I go to the grocery store, and there's all walks of life there. You can go any place you want to a ball game. You can go to many different places, and you'll find that there's all different walks of life there. There's probably, who knows how many different churches represented at a certain activity somewhere. And I attend those. But the difference is, my friend, I don't worship with those people. When I come together, and I come together often, we come together on Sunday morning. We come together on Sunday night. We come together on Monday night. We come together on Wednesday night. The ladies have a Bible study here on Tuesday afternoon. We come together in one spirit, of one mind, to search the Word, to grow closer to the Lord Jesus. Because we know that the Word of God promises us, when we come in like-minded, come of the same spirit, come together to study His Word, His power will be there. His strength will be there. And I want that. I do not want to water down His power and strength. I don't want to compromise His Word because of some activity that's going on someplace or some big, large group of men or women or anybody else that's meeting of every denomination known, and you come and you say you have a great time. No, you're lying to yourself. And I tell you what's happened. You've compromised for so long that you don't even know it anymore. That's so sad. It says, "Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed," I'm asking you to obey the Word of God. I'm asking you not to obey necessarily your church doctrine. Time is short, and you need to look unto the Lord, look unto the Holy Spirit, and through His guidance and leadership as you study His Word, and you search out the truths of the Bible. Now, you'll notice that I don't promote this church much, do I? I don't spend a lot of time talking about this church. I love this church. I love the people of this church. They're sweet folks, and these folks are growing. These folks know the Lord Jesus. Sure, we got lost folks that come. I hope that the very next time they enter into this building, that they're saved. I hope they come and say, "I have trusted in Jesus Christ." Or they would be saved during the service. Or I hope that they would come and follow the Lord in scriptural baptism and be baptized to represent what has happened in their heart. Not tied to salvation, but to show us. But you know, the important thing is not that you all come to this church. The important thing is that you see Jesus Christ. And you take His Word to be the truth and quit listening to man, because man today has turned and has taken the truth and has watered it down and has compromised it so much that a dozen different denominations can go together and say they have fellowship. Well, they may have fellowship, but it's a different spirit they're fellowshipping with than what I fellowship with. I fellowship with the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit that leads me to a holy God. And I can do that because of the Son, Jesus. I'm not going to compromise any of those things, nor am I going to compromise any part of the Word of God. I want to obey it. Always obey. I hope that you follow after those words and the work that is there. Always obey. Always obey. Not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Begin this walk. The walk that comes after you've come by faith to Jesus and been saved. Now there's a work of salvation that goes on beyond the salvation of your soul, beyond the the forgiveness of your sins, beyond the purchase of your home eternally in heaven, more than that, beyond that. It's a fellowship. And you need to set your eyes upon the Lord Jesus to walk after Him, always obeying, always obeying. There's a question here. Paul said, in my presence or in my absence? Always obey. Always obey. Now, why do you do things? Now, if you serve in a church, you serve in a sweet fellowship, and they preach the word, and you hear the gospel presented, and folks are getting saved, and you're not mixed up in the nonsense of the tongues and the healing and all those things, and you're set upon the truth, the word of God. And again, I'm separating some things here, and there's an awful lot of things to be separated. You study your word. You be saved. Get saved. And the way you can do that is just come by faith to Jesus. Then begin this wonderful, great walk. And you'll do it by studying your word. Oh, it's so sad today that folks that get mixed up with the tongues, get mixed up with all that emotionalism, you know, they never get back. And that's a trick of Satan. And again, there are many spirits. There's only one Holy Spirit. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Only one. But there are many spirits out there. All others are Satan, devil-driven. And you can go together, and you can say you have all this fellowship with all this nonsense and activities and this filthy music that they call Christian rock today. All these things, you can say you're having fun. You can go to Promise Keepers. You can say you're having fun. But there's a different spirit there. That spirit's not the Holy Spirit. Because it is contrary to the Word of God, so it must be of a different spirit. And we need to stand upon the Holy Spirit, always obeying the Word of God. You know how you were tricked? It's not that you were so foolish, it's because you have lacked studying the Word of God. If you've gotten mixed up in the tongue movement and the healing movement and all those things, everything that's going on with this ecumenical movement today to join everybody together, it's because you've left the Word of God. You haven't studied the Word. You have studied men's writings. You have listened to a preacher preach, and you have not been a faithful servant to go into his word to see that it's truth. You haven't done that. So you've been fooled. You've been tricked. Well, don't get disgusted or discouraged. Just turn from that right now. First of all, check your heart, see that you're saved, born again. And now begin that walk. And it's going to be a daily walk, one day at a time. He doesn't promise us tomorrow, just one day. God, what do you want me to do today in your precious word? Look to that word. Enjoy that wonderful word. Always obeying with fear and trembling. My friend, I don't want to miss God. I don't want to do something. I want to serve Him because He loved me and gave His life for me. He died for me to save me 2,000 years ago. And even the folks that were alive at that time hated and despised Him, as they do today. They've rejected Jesus, that simple gospel, and they've went to other things, His works and activities and all these things. And again, what they've done, they have confused the Spirit. And they are following a power. They're following something very strong. But it's not of God. It is not the Holy Spirit. It's the spirit of divination. It's the spirit of Satan. Now you've got to listen to that very carefully. You need to obey His word. Obey His word. Now we need to see why we're serving. Once you've come to Jesus, let's get to work. We don't have any room for people to warm these pews. You know, we got folks come just on Sunday morning, don't see them all week long. I don't know what's the matter with them. I don't know why. I don't know why they don't want to know more about the power and the presence of God. I don't know. I don't know. And you know, I've often wondered if we got some folks that if you'd, and they're in every church, that if it was up to what they return back to the Lord, what they give in service back to the Lord, service that people can see. We're not doing it that people can see, but there's work to do. And as James said earlier there, I'll show you my faith by my works. Well, I've got a problem here because I'm not seeing much going on sometimes. And so then I get to scratching my head and I get to wondering, are they really saved? Why don't they want that word? I desire with all my heart to know the word and the will of God. I have watched God do a work in my life, in my family's life, as we sit down and walk together. Oh, it's a joy. It's a joy to have a wife and children that know Jesus and love Jesus. What your children love? What do they want? What's their desire of their heart? We're supposed to show what's inside. I'll show you my faith by what I do. And my desire is to study His Word and then take what He teaches me and take it out. I don't sit in my closet all the time to where people can't see me, don't see the result of what I do. No, I'm out busy doing what God has called me to do. But it takes a study and the search of His Word, a diligent search of His Word to do that. And that's where people have missed it. Many times they're saved and they begin to work, but they don't realize that they must continue to read the rule book. They must continue to study the precious Word that gives them the strength, gives them the will and the knowledge of what to do and when to do it. They forget that. They get so busy in a work or an activity or something that excites them so much. You know, and again, back to the tongues, you know, too many people that say they're smitten in the Spirit and whatever that means, and again, that's of a different spirit. That's not of the Holy Spirit. And when that happens, those people never settle down and look unto the Word of God. They need to be quiet and listen. You can't do that because you've got all this excitement in you, and you think that if you're not excited and something great isn't going on as far as your appearance outside the things that are going on, that there's something wrong. That's not right at all. God leads you in a very quiet, very peaceful way. And He leads you by the Holy Spirit through His precious Word, very quietly, step by step, to you, so you, whatever talent God has given you, that you can share the gospel with folks. It tells here in verse 13, "For it is God who worketh in you both to will and to do of His good pleasure." He's doing a work. And that question comes back, and that is, why are you serving? Are you serving to impress somebody? Why are you serving? Well, it tells us here that we should be serving, for it is God who worketh in you. God wants to do a great work in you. He wants to do a great work in me. I have a will. And if I do not sit down and be willing to search the Word, discover His precious promises, and then set those promises upon my life, promises that are the will of God to do and to carry those out, to tell people about Jesus, to tell people they need to search that Word, to tell people stay away from all these false teachings and false prophets and false spirits that are out there. My friend, I want you to fall in love with Jesus. The only way that's going to happen is you come by faith to Jesus Christ and be saved. So we're going to close with that very same question that we've closed every other radio program. What are you going to do about Jesus?